Welcome back. It's spooky here on UMFM today. It's not only is it the day before Halloween, but it's episode 666, the number of the beast. And there are definitely beasts and ghosts and goblins, and count backwards from 10 is here. It's pretty exciting.
I hope everyone out there in Radioland has their 3D glasses on today. Scary Halloween music sounds best when you're wearing 3D glasses.
That's right. That's right.
I don't know how that works, really, because you don't really see with your eyes, but I'm a vampire, damn it, I'm not a scientist.
Do you have to dress up for Halloween, or is the vampire,
No, this is, it's every day is Halloween.
You don't feel compelled to, do something different?
No, not at all.
You should dress up as like a campus radio host one year or something.
Ooh, that's scary.
That's scary, yeah.
That would be scary.
Yeah. All right, well, there's a scary show coming up this week here in Winnipeg. I know that, Halloween is coming, so we never know who amongst us will survive past then. But if you make it on Thursday, there's a big show at a place called the Sunset Saloon. Have you heard of the Sunset Saloon?
Ooh, Sunset. I like the sound of that already.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very dark and scary. And there's going to be three evil bands playing on Thursday night at the Sunset Saloon. Folks can check out all the details at telltheband2gohome.com. But here, let me tell you just how evil these people really are. We're going to play something, a scary, scary song from the new record from Luther Wright and the Wrongs. We're also going to play something from Ruben de Groot, actually from his project Rocket Surgery. But first, here's Colleen Brown. She seems like I've never met Colleen. I've never really seen her, but she seems like, a peaceful, lovely young lady. She seems, whatever. But in this song, she's encouraging people to fight, fight, fight. That's evil.
My goodness.
Started to shout, climb out of bed, throw your that everybody's born with a little hole in their heart. That's not original sin. No, 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 you people put that part in. Your brand new baby, perfect as the day you met her. You're gonna have to put you guys on the shelf. When are you gonna save yourself? Faith can only pray so long till he's gotta get up, give up, just get on with it. And eventually that man, he's gonna do what he wants with his own two hands. Just for your brand new baby. As the day you met her, they're gonna have to put you guys on the shelf. When are you gonna save yourself? Why? Oh, why he fell? Everyone is holding on, looking up, holding on. We all aim higher than we can fly. Feel all the time. yes, there are things that God chose to hide. In the garden, a snake came a-calling with a warning, says we all want something more than this, yes, but your best chance is in complacence. We will never know forever or touch the end.
I saw them circling. It must have been UFO Rosie I saw out there. That was a weeping tile. I bet they're weeping because they're so afraid.
Oh, that's very scary. That was back when Sarah Harmer's career wasn't dead and rotting in the ground. Whatever happened to her?
I don't know, but you just heard her singing on the track before that, singing along with her former Weeping Tile bandmate Luther Wright. She's all over the new Luther Wright and the Wrongs record, Hearts and Lonely Hunters. We heard a song about Lucifer.
Oh.
Yeah.
I know him well. He's not such a bad guy,
no,
really.
Once you get to know him. Before that, we heard a guy named Ruben DeGroot and his band Rocket Surgery. From their new Live at the Toucan record, we heard Save Yourselves.
You'd best do that.
If Lucifer's around and Colleen Brown is encouraging you to fight, 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 I guess saving yourselves is probably good advice.
What a violent show this is.
I know. It's brutal.
It would be nice to be able to see all those people somewhere in the near future, but
you know
I
what,
guess it'll
Count?
Never happen.
No, that's not true. We could. It's going to happen on Thursday at the Sunset Saloon.
Thursday? This Thursday
this,
coming
this
now?
This very
food?
Thursday.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
Will there be treats?
There will be treats. Maybe even some tricks.
Ooh.
I'll stock up on Halloween candy on November 1st and then dole it out on November 3rd.
Very nice.
Yeah, I got it all figured out.
I was thinking of giving away freezies this year. What do you think?
That's been done, but...
Has it?
Yeah, why?
Well, we have a lot of freezies in our basement, and they're just sitting there, and I know no one is ever going to eat them. So.
Do you buy the clearance stuff at the end of the summer like I do? Like $2 for the big box at Superstore?
That's it. Yeah. And then I thought, you know, we would freeze them and then give them to the kids. And if there was any particularly rotten ones, I would have a thumbtack on standby and I would poke a hole in the ones that I give to the rotten kids. And then by the time they get home, it will melt and get all their candy gooey.
That's a pretty good idea, actually.
So we might do that.
You're full of evil intentions, but good-hearted ones, I think.
Yeah.
What are we going to hear next, Count?
Oh, well, speaking of treats, this next combo features my old pals, the Kirkwood Brothers, and otherwise known as the Meat Puppets. I gave away meat one year for Halloween. We gave out hot rods. It didn't go over so good. I thought it would go over much better than it did. I like hot rods.
Did you find a pile of them on the lawn or what?
No, they just, we would offer. You have a choice between a Kit Kat or a hot rod. And most kids took Kit Kats. I don't know.
Most? There were some that didn't?
There were some that did. Not very many, though.
That's kind of cool. All right, well, let's hear something from the Meat Puppets. It is Tell the Band to Go Home, but it's extra spooky because it's episode 666.
Oh!
Happy Halloween.
Until the 4th of She said hello. And I said, hon, it's me. She said, I might have known. And I said, oh, listen, please. Leaving you for her was wrong. Please let me come back home. This old town's closed down and I have no place to go. Something you'll just have to face. As far as I'm concerned, when you have no place to go, remember, hell stays open all night long.
just want to talk about the devil, for the devil cannot hide. In the light, 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 in the light.
Those were our old friends, the Warp 45s there. From an album called Matador Sunset, that was Talk About Evil. Before that, the Blue Shadows. I didn't know this. Did you know this, that Hell stays open all night long?
Absolutely. It's a going place. It's happening. Yeah, it never shuts down.
Well, what do they
party
do all night
all
long?
The time.
Yeah,
party all the time in Hell.
Right. Do they party at the Lake of Fire?
Absolutely. That Blue Shadow song, that's an old George Jones number. You can always see George down there in Hell riding around on his lawnmower there.
And Billy Cowsill, too.
And Billy, they are often seen together, those two.
All right, this is sometimes not a good idea. Hello, UMFM, hello.
You know, in the summer, you're buying wieners and buns for a wiener roast.
Yeah.
They never match.
That's true.
Like you get a dozen wieners and buns.
Well, yeah.
No, I'm not into conspiracies and stuff.
Really?
No, I never. No, but I've always felt that's big business and big government and Donald Trump and the Chinese all teaming up to do that to us.
Wow, that's do you think all those people could really work together that well, Ron?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We'll see. But let me get to the point. You're causing me to stray.
Don't go blaming me for that.
No, but the same thing happens at this time of the year. I just got back. I'm really worked up. I just got back from the grocery store.
Yeah.
And you buy a bag of apples.
Yeah.
Okay, a dozen apples, 12 apples. And then you go to the razor blade counter, 8 razor blades. You just can't get around it.
Oh, Ron.
Okay. I feel like I'm about to say something stupid, so I better...
You're about to.
I better hang up now.
Stay away from Ron's house. He lives on Henderson Highway. Don't go there.
Oh, I know where I'm staying away from.
Yeah. Hey, we got a couple of requests in there, Count. Have you ever met a guy from Winnipeg, actually, Scott Nolan? Have you ever met him?
I believe I have. I know that fellow.
Well, when you meet him, he seems like the nicest guy in the world. He's so humble and genuine and just a decent guy. But there's something evil about this guy that's drawn the attention of the listeners.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah. Well, he's got a song about Halloween that we're going to play for you.
Ooh.
It was actually recorded live right here, right where you're sitting.
Wow.
Yeah.
I can feel the evil tingling in
my
seat.
And then we're going to play a song, and this is super scary, super creepy. We're sending that the second song all the way out to Mexico. You know what they're doing in Mexico, don't you?
Oh, I heard about that place.
Yeah, well, it's the Day of the Dead coming up. So they're getting ready for all the souls to, you know, have their fun.
Well, we have lots of dead bodies to throw out today in a musical fashion.
So we're going to throw a song out to Sean down there in Mexico about a dead dog.
Ooh.
There's Scott Nolan. The evil Scott Nolan.
She brought cocaine over the border. Check everything twice. It's what I told her. Middle of the night, Washington Square. Nothing for $20 around there. Music critic, piano bar. I'm not lost if you know where you are. It's hard to leave, isn't it a pity? It's a Halloween in New York City. It was South Orange, New Jersey, out of the rain. Woodstock, Ontario, catch that train. And autumn's leaves, it's nature's parade. Maybe this is what she was trying to say. na 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 na. Zeke got bored. This wasn't what he wanted. But the look in those eyes, defiant and haunted, a Mississippi River, Greenville to Wisconsin, he found a third photograph of Robert Johnson. He held it in his hands, he wants to protect it. A Greenwich Village guitar store detective. Nobody was talking, at least not on a level. King of the Delta blues singers, and working for the devil. Na na, na 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 na, na 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 na, na na na. 2, 3, 4. Na na, na 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 na, na 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 na, na na na. I wasn't always this fun. I used to be a lawyer. She loved the city and I watched it destroy her. I go and see my daughter, she's in San Francisco. It's Christmas, where does the time go? And next time you visit, bring a motorcycle license. The only way to ride the city of giants, where the magazine stands got the window washers blues, where everybody's moving, no one's getting through. Everybody's moving, no one's getting through. On everybody's moving, no one's getting through. Everybody's moving, no one's getting through. On everybody's moving, no one's getting through. She brought cocaine over the border, check everything twice. It's what I told her. It's what I told her. On everybody's moving, no one's getting through. On everybody's moving, no one's getting through. Getting through. No one's getting through. No one's getting through.
Tippy toes, a daddy's girl everybody knows my little dreamer. My little dreamer. I get a leash when she speaks. I just love to pinch those cheeks. Little dreamer. You're not a pup no more. I wouldn't risk it. Amen. Can I get a biscuit?
Bobby got leukemia, 14 years old. He looked like 65 when he died. He was a friend of mine. Cheeseburger and Georgie let the gamers go. Rising, so they died of hepatitis in Upper Manhattan. Sly in Vietnam, took a bullet in the head. Bobby Hutt, he don't drain on the night that he was with him. There were two more friends of mine. Two more friends that died. Those are people who died, died.
Die. that man? It's really hard to tell. They got out the body, but they can't get out the smell. Whatever happened, man? It's really hard to tell. They got out the body, but they can't get out the smell out of the death car for $25. I don't know what happened, man, because I was just a kid. No, I didn't see it, but my uncle did. I don't know what happened, man, because I was just a kid. No, I didn't see it, but my uncle did. He saw the death car for $25. I got the 20, man, if you got the 5, I'll drive. I got the 20, man, if you got the 5, I'll drive. We'll drive the death car for $25. Kevin told Pam, and Pam told Larry, Larry told Sam, and Sam told Bela, and Bela told Paul, and Paul told Cheryl, and Cheryl told them all about the death car for $25. Whatever happened, man, it's really hard to tell. They got out the body, but they can't get out the smell. Whatever happened, man, it's really hard to tell. They got out the body, but they can't get out the smell out of the death car for $25. I got the 20, man, if you got the 5, I'll drive. I got the 20, man, if you got the 5, I'll drive. We'll drive the death car for $25. We'll drive the death car for $25. We'll drive the death car for $25. We'll be right back.
There's Chris Whitley. He's dead, you know.
Oh, there's plenty of bodies, dead bodies in that set of music.
Yeah.
Chris and then all those dead bodies in the wreckage of the death car, $25. The stench is unbelievable. I love it.
I thought there was something funky in here.
And then the Snake Handlers covering another dead person's song. Jim Carroll's classic, People Who Died.
Yep. And we had a couple in there from Scott Nolan as well. We heard Little Dreamer and Halloween in New York City. Hello, UMFM, hello.
Stop worrying about that, you know, 8 razor blades, 12 apples.
Oh, you've moved on now, Ron.
No. That's all I've been thinking about for the last hour.
Well.
I got the math all worked out.
You're busy.
So 2 times 12 is 24. Okay, so you buy 2 bags of
Ron.
Apples. And there's 8 razor blades
not
in
making
a box.
Things
you go
any better,
3 times 8, it's 24. It all works out. And if you don't use them all, the spare apples, you can eat them. Eat yourself.
What
the razor blades?
What about the pie? Just bake a pie, man.
Yeah, I could bake a pie, but what do you do with the razor blades?
You could put them in the pie. 8 nice pieces. There you go.
You could shave, couldn't you?
You could do that, too.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't. Okay, that's it. Bye.
Okay, thanks. Ron, random thoughts from Ron from Lockport. All right. Here, you know what that got me thinking about? Here. Why don't we have a song about pies and about killing chickens?
Ooh.
Let's play the version from Bobby Bear. And then you know what? Sean requested that song from Scott Nolan, and then I saw Barb was kind enough to send a picture of Sean, and he wasn't afraid at all. He didn't appear to be afraid. So we're gonna play another song about a pet that's bound to terrify the kid.
Oh!
But first, let's. Mama's gonna bake a pie, and Papa's gonna kill a chicken.
Oh!
People staring at me as they wheel me down the ramp toward my plane. The war is over for me, I've forgotten everything except the pain. Thank you, sir, and yes, sir, it was worth it for the old red, white, and blue. And since I won't be walking, I suppose I'll save some money buying shoes. The bottle hidden underneath the blanket over my 2 battered legs. I can see the stewardess make over me and ask, were you afraid? I'll say, well, I know I'm Superman and couldn't find a phone booth quite in time. A GI gets a lot of laughs if he remembers all the funny lines. Mama bake a pie, Daddy kill a chicken. Your son is coming home, 11:35 Wednesday night. Mama will be crying, Daddy's gonna say, son, did they treat you good? My uncle will be drunk and he'll say, boy, they do some real great things with wood. The letter that she wrote me said goodbye, she couldn't wait, and lots of luck. The bottle underneath the blanket feels just like an old friend to my touch. I know she'll come and see me, but I bet she never once looks at my legs. She'll talk about the weather and the dress she wore the July 4th parade. Lord, I love her and I don't believe this bottle's gonna get her off my mind. I see here in the paper where they say the war is just a waste of time. Mama bake a pie, Daddy kill a chicken. Your son is coming home, 11:35 Wednesday night. In maid C259 was a black Labrador. Pep tucked his tail and he hung his head when they slammed the big bar door. Some say the dip was guilt. I saw sorrow in his eyes. Serving life without parole, sentence never even tried. In the hot dog days of summer of August 24, Pep ambled down a quiet street past Governor Pitcher's door. Now the governor's wife sits weeping, Cleo dead there on the floor. Pep wanted to run, but he knew he was done at the crack of a 44. Did he have the face of a killer? Was it bloodlust in his eyes? Was he there because of what he did? Was he around the wrong time? I suppose that it don't matter now, here by the governor's hand. Your collared son, these stripes don't run below the beast old man. Lady Pincher's darling Cleo had died and gone away. She grabbed her husband's starched white sleeve, screaming, someone has to pay. I sure was the one, just a stray dog, son. Stray dogs don't go missing, they just go away. Done it. Fact is, no one's really sure. Show me the dog among us whose heart and mind are pure. There's no neatly wrapped up moral at the end of this little tale. I must wonder about a man who puts a dog in jail. Did he have the face of a killer? Was it bloodlust in his eyes? Was he there because of what he did? Was he around at the wrong time? I suppose it is. Don't matter now, here by the governor's hand. Your collared son, these stripes don't run, be a lowly beast old man. Your collared son, these stripes don't run, be a lowly beast old man. All
right, that's bound to terrify Sean. That's Pep the cat murdering dog.
Oh,
that's Matt Patershuck. And before that, Bobby Bear, Mama Bake a Pie, Papa Kill a Chicken.
Scary stuff.
We have to go out into the darkness. It's dark and creepy out there. I feel like it's middle of the afternoon, and I don't know. I don't know if we're going to make it. Thanks for coming down here, though, Count.
Well, it was my pleasure, Jeffrey.
You're a Halloween institution, and I'm glad that you could take some time out of your busy schedule.
Well, it was nice to be down here. It's nice because everything is made of gold here at UMF.
That's
and none
right.
of that silver stuff. You know, my pal the werewolf was a little scared. He said, oh, maybe all their microphones are made of silver. But no, you guys here are so rich, raking in all the dough from your
recent... Right. If you look at $38,000.
Look at that. That's why they have solid gold microphones here at UMFM.
Indeed. All right. You know, is there any other time that we can hear you you know, anything else going on? Are you making any other appearances this year?
No, well, I took a break from that other station this year because he was poorly timed. It was, you know, it was too far away from Halloween, and then the next show was a few days later, and that's always a little pathetic when you do a Halloween show 3 days after Halloween.
Definitely.
So we did some stuff with the kids on Mud Puddle Radio.
That's
we
true.
Poisoned a few children the other morning. That was fun.
It was.
But, yeah, you can listen to that other guy's show Wednesdays from 6 to 8. I don't know why you would bother, but if you wanted to, you could.
Yeah, then Thursday, we got a big show at the Sunset Saloon, so we'll be pre-recorded here, but you can tune in and enjoy. Or you can head on down to the Sunset Saloon if you want the details, telltheband2gohome.com. I'll be back here on Tell the Band to Go Home next Sunday if we survive this thing for episode 667. It'll be a bit of a letdown. But thanks, stay tuned for What's a Narrative and Waxy's Dargle, Comfort Cafe, all kinds of great stuff.